We are going to be talking about islands, a small group of islands totaling just over 12,000 square kilometers, which are located in the South Atlantic, as far as longitude and latitude goes, just over 51 degrees south and just over 57 degrees west. Now, as is always the case, what words we use, what names we use regarding these islands, of course, indicates a good deal about what position we take regarding their rightful owner, who has legal title to them, who's got the rightful sovereign control over this territory. If we refer to them simply without comment as the Falkland Islands or the Falklands, then we of course are indicating that we believe that the British, the English, or the people who are living there, who refer to them with that name, have the legal right to this territory. If we refer to them as the Malvinas Islands or the Malvinas, then of course we're indicating that our preferences are with the Argentine claim to this territory, which has many things to say for it. If we refer to them as the Falklands / Malvinas, then we're indicating a kind of neutrality towards the question at hand. Or if we refer to them as the Falklands / Malvinas, where we seem to be indicating a slight degree of preference for the English, but willingness to entertain the Argentine claim to them. I think it's just a little bit cumbersome to always, in our comments about this topic, be referring to the Falkland / Malvinas Islands all the time. It's probably sensible just to acknowledge that, in fact, the people who do exercise control, rightly or not, over the territory and the people who are living there now refer to them as the Falkland Islands. And so without having settled the question, because that's of course the question at hand is who has the right to these territories, without settling it, I think that we will in general just refer to the Falkland Islands for those reasons, unless we're talking about the Argentine claim very specifically. Our question now at hand is, who has the right? Who has the legal title? Who has the ethical claims? Who should be in control of the Falkland Islands? And what are the various elements engaged in that? This is an interesting question and an important question, because while these are small islands, in fact they're very small, They raise very large and important and interesting questions about international relations in general, insofar as specifically it regards to how do groups of people establish their special relationship to certain territories. It's a very old question, very important one, and one which now we'll try to sort out just a bit.